listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are about to go into the new moon in Sagittarius, or through the new moon, or it's kind of like going through the vibration in a sense. So on Tuesday, and I'm in at the Pacific Northwest, so in PST time, the moon will be new at exactly 7:06 a.m. So what this means, it's in Sagittarius. The sun and the moon are conjunct in Sagittarius, aiming all the energy through the lens of Sag, which is a very buoyant, adventurous, self-righteous. It's a wonderful, it's a sign that knows what it knows, and it doesn't care how it knows it. It's very intuitive and very, we could all use a dash of that level of self-confidence. And it's because generally in life, Sagittarians have experienced their intuition activating, and then them following their intuition and it turning out correct. So more often than not, especially with Sag, all of us really, we all have, you know, functioning intuition. But for some reason, Sagittarius, maybe because it's a truth seeker or it's expansive, so it wants the challenge of growing and evolving and adventuring, it knows when its intuition is right. And it's very, it can be downright self-righteous about it. It will stamp its foot and put its hand on its hips and wag its finger at you and tell you, no, this is how it is. And it can be quite convincing. Like, even if they're wrong, if they think they're right, they could lead a whole, you know, they could lead an army with their own confidence. So what we can do with this wonderful Sagittarian energy is, if we feel ourselves like pulling our finger out and wagging at another, we're probably not using it correctly. But if we have to use our intuition to make a decision or to, you know, jump into the unknown and begin an adventure, or to publish something that we've written about, or to speak the truth to somebody, to open up dialogue that will, you know, harmonize you with someone rather than separate you. So, and often truth will set you free, right? So if you're in, like, I have a whole bunch of Sagittarius, I have Venus, Mars, Neptune, Mercury, all in Sagittarius, and some of the asteroids as well. So it's a whole whack of Sagittarius. And that's one thing that has always been a huge issue for me, is the truth and speaking the truth. And especially, like, I get why you might, you know, have to tell some white lies in bureaucratic situations. But when it comes to relationships with people, emotional honesty is like the most important thing to me. It's so important to be honest. And most Sagittarians feel the same way. The truth is so important. Even if it is uncomfortable or it rubs you the wrong way, at least you know it's the truth and you can, you know, trust the truth, hopefully. I mean, it is also a flexible thing. But it's definitely, if you come from your heart and be your authentic self, Sag has a much easier time of that than most energies. It's a very brave and courageous, and I think, like, the courage is very palpable with Sagittarius. And also, like, they really come from, Jupiter is the ruler of this new moon, and Jupiter is really coming from a place of good. Like, it wants to help and teach and assist. And if it finds something that is been good, like something, you know, for their health that was good, or an idea that helped change them, they're always learning something and then turning around and wanting to share what they know with others. So it's a very, I guess, altruistic, generous is a very good word. It's a very generous energy. And that is such a, so the generosity goes out to others and then it attracts lucky things back to them, because it's a very, you know, you get what you give. So Sagittarians are almost always generous people who help out and share information, and they'll show up and help you move if you need to move. They'll be there for you. They're not crazy about, like, too much emotional drama, but as far as just being a friend that would be there for you, like, to help you out or to share what they know, or you know, they're just generous that way. So we can all tap into this generosity. We can tap into the truth. We can come from our hearts and speak our minds and share what we know. And maybe you have something to publish. Maybe you have an adventure to plan. Sagittarian new moon energy will be wonderful for that. And the day before Monday, it was a very, Venus goes into Capricorn that day. And there's Neptune contacts as well. The moon is going to be in Scorpio trining Neptune. And that creates kind of a sleepy energy. Like you might, before the new moon, feel quite tired and just not very clear-headed and energetic. And when you feel like that, it's like time for a hot bath or time to lie down on the floor on your yoga mat and stare at the ceiling or stare into the fire or, you know, whatever it is for you that helps you kind of relax and zone out and not constantly be in go mode. That's what you got to do when you feel that Neptunian energy, because that's when like inspiration and amazing ideas and like just very cosmic connections can be had in what seems like you're doing absolutely nothing. So you've got to honor those times too. But by the time the new moon kicks around and the sun and the moon are conjunct in Sagittarius, you're probably going to feel everything kick up and you're going to have more energy and feel kind of focused and clear. And there is the possibility, there's a trine with Chiron, and then there's also a square with Chiron that same day. And Chiron is the wounded healer. So there's the possibility that our wounds might be triggered, that our, you know, maybe our insecurities or our doubts or our sense of humiliation, wherever you've been wounded, like maybe you feel like you're not good enough or you're not pretty enough or you're not skinny enough or smart enough or whatever enough that you're not, that's the sort of thing that could be triggered with Chiron. Or like even, you know, if you feel abandoned, well, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you good enough? Why have you been left? And that sort of stuff can come up. But just observe it, because those feelings coming up aren't even, you know, they're not who you really are. They're feelings that are passing through your system. So just lovingly observe those feelings. Even maybe do a little seeking in your psyche to see where this comes from. Because there's so many parts of our, and you can really see that astrologically in someone's chart, all the different aspects, and they call them aspects, which is interesting. All the different aspects of our personality are right there in our birth chart, in the aspect grid. So you can kind of get a real clear insight into what's going on in your sub-personalities and the different aspects of your character. And if you can identify, which is what Chiron is great for, is like, oh, here it is. Here's this painful little feeling being triggered. And you want to like hold that feeling and imagine, you know, what is this feeling? How old is this feeling? Is it an 8-year-old you? Is it a 3-year-old you? Where does it come from? And you'll be surprised the kind of information that can come through. And if you can take that part of yourself and give it a hug and some love and assure it that you've got this and that we're all the parts of you are going to the next best level for yourself. And it doesn't need to keep protecting you in the way that it is. It can help you in another way. And even seeking for what those ways are and how this part could help you go further, this can all go down super smooth around Chiron energy and with the Sagittarian, the moon. So it's a very healing through truth energy. Truth will heal and set you at ease and expand your life too, because why not expand and why not adventure and why not grow and then share what you know? There's just like so many lovely adventures to go on and life is pretty amazing. So make sure on the new moon that you do set some intentions, because it's a perfect time to set your intentions. And think big, think really big, think as big as you can think. And don't be afraid of choosing wealth and wonderful, you know, luxuries in your life, if that's what you want, if that's what you're drawn to. We're all different, right? We all have different things that make us feel joyful. So hopefully you're tapped into your heart and you know what it is that you've come far enough to know for sure what makes you feel joyful. Now's the time that you can really make it clear that that's what you want. Clarity is important, so important. And you're likely having some of that right now. So woohoo. On Wednesday, Neptune will be going direct. And Neptune is the one that connects us to the cosmos and to the magical realms and other dimensions that we're not, you know, we lose that connection, a lot of us, when we come to the planet. And if we've got strong Neptune in our charts, usually we don't lose it entirely and we're tapped in some way. And we understand that there's many, many layers to reality. So with Neptune going direct after a long time backtracking, we could start to kind of have our magical abilities become a little clearer and come on board again. And maybe our dream life picks up and our awareness of what's going on around us in a magical way. Plus inspiration is going to be quite heightened, and like artistic inspiration and self-expression in creative ways is very Neptunian. So tap into that part of yourself, because it's very, your soul loves making stuff. It loves to be creative. So whatever, I mean, even our lives are creative, but whatever you can do to tap into your own creativity and express that part of yourself, then the healthier you will be and the happier you will be. So Thursday is Thanksgiving Day in the U.S., and it's a big day. It's actually a very fortunate day. It has, again, a wonderful Neptune-Mercury combination. Excuse me. And that Mercury and Neptune are like, again, this inspirational thinking process is going on. Maybe like, excuse me, I ate like wheat yesterday and now I'm all like phlegmy, which I know I shouldn't eat wheat because it makes me phlegmy. So sorry. I hope that doesn't keep happening. So what's going to happen with Neptune and the trine to Mercury is that it gives us even more ability to think in these very concrete, inspirational ways. So maybe this is a day, and the moon will be conjunct Jupiter, and Venus will be in a trine with Uranus, and the moon is trine Uranus, and the moon is also conjunct Venus. There's just a lot of wonderfully powerful, fortunate, kind of, it's like a big pot of lucky soup brewing on the stove. So you would like, it's smart if you get a big ladle and take a big bowl of that really lucky soup and pour yourself some, because there's just inspiration, there's luck, there is wisdom, there is like unexpected situations which are tied in with luck. So it'd be like, whoa, like I won the lottery, or, you know, I bet this is the day when amazing songs are birthed into the world, and art and creativity of all kind, and just like solutions to problems that seem magical, like magical solutions. Like what more could you want than that? So it is like your values are very clear to you now. Your like your goals, Venus is in Capricorn, so it's serious, but it's also, it has got great dry humor, and it can like help bring reality into this magical, or help the magic come into this reality. I guess it goes either way, doesn't it? So that is Thursday. And as you can see, after the new moon, we're going to feel a whole infusion of new and wonderful energy, which is so lucky. And it's lucky energy. Friday, again, is another really, it's like a hard work day. The moon will be conjoined with Pluto and Saturn, and Mercury will be sextile Saturn. So there's this like, get down to it and get her done. And you'll feel inspired, probably inspired and focused. On Friday, we have a day that will be perfect for hard work. So if you have anything you need to focus on, you need to plan, planning is a good time. It's a good thing to do. But also just like nose to the grindstone hard work, because the moon will be in Capricorn. And it will be conjoined Saturn and Pluto, which is a big, you know, there's a lot of energy behind that, a lot of power. And it'll also be sextiling Neptune and Mercury will be sextiling Saturn. So it's this day of like smooth flowing progress. It's also a really good day to like check in with what's going on in your life, what you're feeling, what, you know, what's coming up for you, if there's any sort of power struggles anywhere, because that same energy is what we're going to be feeling when Saturn and Pluto conjunct, very similar energy anyway, when Saturn and Pluto conjoin, which all the astrologers have been talking about, in January, January 12th. So take a look at your life on Friday and see what's a-happening. And that'll give you a good idea about what's to come and what you're going to be, what areas of your life you're going to be focused on coming up. It's pretty powerful stuff. So Saturday, again, there's that, like, the energy kind of continues on from Friday. There's the trine or the sextile between Mercury and Saturn. So your thoughts are going to be very clear and you're going to like understand what you're trying to accomplish, which is pretty awesome. Clarity is pretty awesome. Then we have what would be considered a pretty big shift in the universe, because on the 2nd of December, which is Monday, Jupiter will be entering, is it the 2nd? I thought it was this. Yeah, Jupiter is entering Capricorn. So that's a big shift too. It's been in Sagittarius over the galactic center for the last year, and now we're moving into Capricorn. So Jupiter's not exactly having as much fun as it would like in Capricorn, because it makes it have to work harder. There's like, you know, there's more of a businessy kind of focus on life when Jupiter is in Capricorn. But it could be a good time to invest or to speculate, because Jupiter's luck will be traveling. It may not be as flamboyant and like gambly risk-taking as it might be in Sagittarius, but it'll definitely be like bringing its good luck and good fortune to you while it travels through Capricorn. Especially if you're a Capricorn, there's like a fortune as all this transformation goes on. We're being blessed with luck as well. So it may not be very easy, but it's going to be productive, and you're going to lay a foundation that makes you feel secure and makes you feel like you can trust yourself. And that's a big one, like knowing that you can count on you and you know what you know, because you know what you know, and nobody can tell you any different. So there's this sort of like definite orientating yourself to your higher self and your inner, more wise self happening, which is great. And Neptune has just gone direct as well. So there's definitely going to be progress happening that may have been sort of stilted or not as easy to come by in the last months. So you can probably feel it now. Things are rolling. Things are moving. Even if they're slightly stressful, there's still this sort of magical, wonderful energy around. So do use the new moon to get clear about what you want to create, what you want to initiate, and especially if it's in the Sagittarian realm, like truth and honesty and publishing. If you've got something to publish, set your intentions for that. If you have something to say, some sort of truth to speak, that's a good time to set your intentions for that. Sagittarius and funny is such an important part of it. Humor is important. Sagittarian Jupiter energy loves humor. So, you know, take it easy. Try to find the humor, watch a funny movie, call a funny friend, whatever you can do to bring laughter and joy into this lovely energy that we have going on. So that is about it. I hope you have a most blessed and fortunate, prosperous new moon in Sagittarius. And thank you so much for listening.